Okay, yesterday we were learning about damaging others. Let's discuss it as something interesting. What happens if you're in a room and the window's open and one person is cold and the other people are not cold? Is the halacha that you have to close the window, or you go by the majority of people in the room? If the majority says leave it open, they want it open, then you're not allowed to close. Or do we say no, because the guy is cold, you have to close the window?
Go with the ladder.
Go with the ladder. So it's an interesting machlekes in halacha, but most people say, even by that case, you go by the majority. The majority is warm, they're not cold. You don't have to, you go by the majority of what the people in the room want. So that's the interesting, it's relevant to this time of the year.
You go by the minority. If it's hot, you go with the majority.
That's what you hold.
No, that's what I heard.
Yeah, and I'm just telling you that most people say you go by the majority in both cases. No, not really. Fake.
How about respecting the older person? Honestly. Let's say everybody's young, and then there's one 90 years old. Yeah.
Again, halachically, age is not... I'm talking about halacha. Obviously, if there would be nice people, they say, listen, the older man is cold, you know. But what happens is, taka hot, and the old man is always cold. And it's uncomfortable being in the room like that. So halachically, you follow majority opinion. Okay, what happened?
What about if one has COVID and the other one is wrong?
If one has COVID and one doesn't, the guy that has COVID should go home. Okay, now, you're not allowed to do anything. For instance, what happens if a neighbor has headaches? And the neighbor next door wants to bang. They're building, they're doing construction, and the banging makes the guy feel worse than it is, because as it is, he has headaches. So it says, you have to stop. You have to stop, and because you're damaging somebody from your property. From your property, huh?
Never get anything
done. Well, let the guy go to a different place. Huh? If you have it, a shis, you could do it. But again, this is a lot of these dinim, halacha says, depend on dinim machus adin also, whatever the law of the land is. But let's say a neighbor, let's say you're allowed to do building at 8 o'clock in Beverly Hills, Marshall. 8 o'clock in the morning, you can do construction. And the guy lives next door and he says, hey, you're not letting me sleep. So halachically, if the city says you're allowed to do, then you're allowed to. Because the city says the rule is you're allowed to. You're allowed to do, you know, the guy doesn't like the law, let him move to a different city. I mean, but then the halacha goes by what the government says. Okay, now what happens if you damage somebody and then you pay the damages, but nevertheless, you're not forgiven until you ask mechila? You can catch it, okay, I broke your arm, I paid the damages, okay, now that's it. Halacha says you have to ask mechila, and you're not forgiven until you ask mechila. Okay? Yeah, the same thing if you steal something, by the way. Now, the people that were damaged, this Alter Rebbe brings down in Tanya from the Gemara, that a person should always be willing to forgive as soon as possible. The Alter Rebbe quotes in Tanya the Gemara that says the Gevenim, the nation Gevenim, didn't want to be forgive David HaMelech, and David HaMelech decreed that they cannot become Jews. Why? Because the Jewish people by nature are merciful, forgiving. And then it says, and it's a very simple business investment also, because we all come to Hashem and ask forgiveness. So Hashem sees, if you don't forgive others, why should I forgive you? If Hashem sees we forgive others, then Hashem forgives us too. So it's much of the, you can do it for selfish business investment reasons. Okay, now there's another interesting din which is very different in secular law than it is in Torah law. There's a din in Teda that says, "Litzamid al damriyacha." You're not to stand idle by idle. Not stand idly by when your friend is getting damaged. Which means like this: according to secular law, if I walk by the river and God forbid somebody is drowning, I do not have a legal obligation to go save the person, even if I can. I could. If I don't do it, the courts cannot do anything. Maybe morally I did something wrong. But legally, I did nothing wrong. I'm not obligated to save somebody else. That's according to secular law, American secular law. In Torah law, the din is, if you're able to save somebody, you have a biblical obligation. It's a negative, if you're transgressing a negative commandment, and even if it's going to cost you money, you could still do it. You have to do it, but most of the time you can get the money back from the one that you saved the life, or you can ask him for the money back. Or if somebody hears that people want to hurt a certain person, and they don't warn the person about it, and they don't, protect him that he shouldn't get hurt by those people, he's transgressing the negative commandment to leave Samir al Damri Yachon. If somebody is being assaulted and you have an ability to save the person, you have a biblical obligation to do it. In fact, it goes even more. If somebody is definitely in danger, and if I help him, I will be doubtfully in danger. It means I might risk my life, I might not. Simple, a guy's drowning, he's definitely drowning. And if I jump in, I might be saved. I might drown. I might not drown. So in Yerushalmi it says, that you have to risk doubtful life for you and go save somebody else. But the most possible disagree with that. It's not brought down anywhere in Halacha, and they say that Halacha is not like that Yerushalmi, and therefore halachically you're not obligated to risk your life, even on a doubt, to save somebody who's definitely in a life-endangering situation. Now, there's a din that's called Reidif. This is a very important din. We're going to start it tonight and continue tomorrow night. There's a din that's called Reidif. Reidif is, the Torah says, that if I see somebody going to kill somebody, and the only way I could stop them, let's say, Reuven is going to kill Shimon. I see he's going to kill him. And the only way I could stop Reuven from killing Shimon is by killing Reuven. The halacha is you're allowed to kill Reuven to stop him from killing Shimon. The din is, it's called a reidif. Reidif literally means he's running after somebody else to kill them. Now, what happens if I can stop him by shooting him in the leg, let's say? I don't root shoot him to kill, but I can shoot him in the leg and he won't be able to chase the guy. Then I'm not allowed to kill him. Because I'm killing him for no reason. But if the only way of saving, and I'll tell you, this is very, very relevant in halacha today. So if I can stop the person from killing the person a different way, I have to stop a different way. If the only way I could do it is by killing him, then halachically I'm allowed to kill him. Okay? Now, another din is, if somebody, and this is a very sensitive din, and I'm just discussing, you can't pask in this din. What happens if somebody knows a guy's out to damage people, to hurt people, and the only way of stopping is by snitching on him to the government? The only way of stopping him by snitching to him to the government. So then, again, generally speaking, you're allowed to snitch on the government to him, because otherwise he's going to be hurting a lot of people. So you're allowed to snitch. To save your own skin, you're not allowed to snitch on somebody else. That's a din of a masur. It's interesting din. A masur is a snitcher. In fact, it's the end, last din in Cheshem Mishpat. The last chelik of Shulchan Aruch, which is Cheshem Mishpat, the last dinim are the dinim of a mosser. And now nowadays you can't do it, obviously. But according to halacha, if a guy is a mosser on people to government, you're allowed to kill him. I mean, don't do it today because you'll get killed. But halachically, a mosser. Huh? There used to be a lot of them, and there were times that people in Europe used to kill Muslim. To the Russian.
You gotta do it to save yourself.
Huh?
To what?
Save yourself what? From death or for money?
For life.
Your life?
Your life.
Then in certain instances, you're that's not so pashut. The whole din is not so pashut. Praise Nasiv and Nasim Biyad. What? Number 18?
Right.
What number 18? Oh, that Brachin Shmonesi, yeah. It is about the dinim of the Davening Tashem that the snitchers should be killed, but not that we should do it, that Hashem should do it.
And you can't call the police?
If what? No, if a guy wants to kill you, you're allowed to kill him first.
If he's trying to get your life,
like, okay, let me give you a simple example. A guy was caught by the government doing wrong things, money issues, yeah? And he tells the government, I will get a lot of other people and let me off.
It happens in Syrian Jews in New Jersey. That's exactly what happens.
Okay, let me tell you a little secret. It happened here not long ago. It happened in Florida very recently. It happens all over the world. Now, you should know, there are a lot of Yidden that I personally know that sat in jail because they refused to snitch on another person, and because the government said, you're not snitching, then you're going to sit. And they sat for years because they didn't want to snitch on another Jew. And they could have eased their own sentence a lot, but they didn't do it because they didn't want to snitch on a Jew. Okay. Machat Shinazo, Maitama, Machabeva, Mayan, Kim Shiva.